Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll talk a lot about this extreme cold pattern we are experiencing and give some survival tips for you and our outside animals, offer some pruning tips for our trees, along with updating all of our educational programs from the Extension calendar. But first, for today's Did You Know, that preparing now for this cold weather can save your life? Here are a few extreme cold safety tips that one can follow to ensure your safety this weekend. Minimize your travel. Stay indoors during the worst part of the extreme cold. Keep a winter survival kit in your vehicle if you must travel. Check your tire pressure, antifreeze, defroster, heater, and all the other things that keep your car running. Learn how to shut off the water valves for potential pipe breaks. Check on your neighbors and the elderly. Bring all of your pets inside for this weekend. And then, how should you dress? Wear layers of loose-fitting, lightweight, warm clothing, and a hat. Mittens, snug at the wrist, are better than gloves. Cover your mouth to protect your lungs from the extreme cold, and try to stay dry and out of the wind. In my farming news, I want to provide a quick update on the continued cold weather we are seeing around the region. In short, the cold is locked in and will not be going anywhere until next week. Temperatures should bottom out this weekend, with lows likely near and below zero across a wide portion of central Kansas. Likewise, livestock producers should prepare for exceedingly difficult conditions, especially if calving is ongoing. How can producers offset these conditions? Increased protein and feed intake will be needed. Windbreaks and bedding with straw or hay will benefit our outdoor livestock. Penning calving cows and newborn babies inside the barn or shed is recommended. Keeping waters unfrozen will be tough, so have an alternative plan to follow if the water is frozen. In my garden news, Kansas gardeners may find themselves in a time crunch to take care of their yard's fruit trees once the brutal temperatures across much of the state subside. Kansas State Research and Extension says homeowners have through March to prune fruit trees. The task of pruning should only be done when the wood is not frozen. K-State Research and Extension's bookstore has two publications that will help gardeners get the job done right: Pruning Apple and Pear Trees and Pruning Peaches, Plums, Cherries, and Other Fruits. Both publications are free and available online. The general recommendations for pruning fruit trees include taking out broken and damaged diseased branches. If two branches form a narrow angle, prune one out. Narrow angles are weak angles and tend to break during wind and ice storm. Take out all the suckers or branches that grow straight up. If two branches cross and rub against each other, one should be taken out. Cut back branches to reduce the total size of the tree. Thin branches on the interior of a tree. Remember, prune in the order above, but stop once 30% of the trees is removed. Our next Master Garden program will be coming up February 25th, starting at 7 p.m. with Tom Buller, presenting the topic of beginning gardening. After each of these Zoom meetings, we will have a question and answering session following the educational presentation. If anybody would like to view the presentations from last month's program, they can call the office to get the recorded link. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. The Extension office will be closed Monday, but will be back open Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. for any of your Extension needs. I would like to remind everyone to remember their outside pets now and for this weekend. Please have a safe Friday.